I'm Mandalit Del Barco, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, a Jesuit priest who hangs and prays with the homies in L.A. That's in our weekly Faith Matters discussion in just a few minutes. But first, more than 40 conservative radio talk show hosts gathered in Washington this week. They broadcast their shows and pressured Congress to ensure undocumented immigrants do not benefit from the proposed health care overhaul. CNN anchor Lou Dobbs was among those holding their feet to the fire. There's now a movement against Dobbs' anti-illegal immigration messages. Critics say he promotes hate speech. Supporters say he has a right to say what he wants. Here to talk about that debate is Roberto Lovato, a journalist and activist campaigning to get Lou Dobbs off the air. It's a campaign called Basta Dobbs, or Enough Dobbs. Also, Ira Melman, a spokesman for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. His group sponsored this week's radiothon. And Rick Rodriguez, a journalism professor at Arizona State University. Thanks, all of you, for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Thanks, Mandalit.
Glad to be here.
Well, thank you. Roberto, I'm going to start with you. Lou Dobbs headlined the radiothon, and I know that your organization, your new organization, has a lot of concerns about CNN's support of Lou Dobbs. And can you cite some specific examples of what you want Lou Dobbs to do or not do on CNN?
Our concerns run the gamut. And if you look at Lou Dobbs's program regularly, as we have, and you analyze it, as many other groups have as well for many years, there's a very clear case against him in terms of 3 points. First, the fact that he obsesses more than anyone else in media. The organization Media Matters, for example, had a study that showed that from January to July, Lou Dobbs' show had 77 out of 140 discussion hours about illegal aliens, quote unquote. And secondly, he regularly and systematically lies about immigrants, especially Latino immigrants, who he's accused of everything from having caused 7,000 cases of leprosy, despite the fact that the Center for Disease Control and others have shown that this is just, you know, gobbledygook, or that undocumented immigrants, constitute a third of the prison system in the U.S., something the Department of Justice has denied. So the most dangerous thing, however, is that he uses his show as a platform for groups that promote extremist views, and groups that are in themselves extreme and even violent. If you look at, say, the Minutemen, whose members in Arizona killed 9-year-old Briseño Flores. And Shauna Ford, the member of the Minutemen, has also been affiliated with the group FAIR,
absolutely,
although they denied
not
it after she killed.
Absolutely
if I could just if I could just finish.
No,
please.
Because we have to stop. Falsehood.
Let me just interject, because we're talking about CNN and Lou Dobbs, and just to be completely fair, we tried to reach out to CNN for a spokesperson or a written statement. So far, we've not received any response, but I know that in the past, CNN has defended Lou Dobbs' right to speak, to say what he wants on his show. I know that they say, you know, it's free speech, and his show is highly rated. But Ira, you wanted to respond to these charges against Lou Dobbs.
Well, I'll let Lou Dobbs speak for himself. Lou Dobbs can defend himself. I think his show, as you point out, is a highly rated show. It has plenty of viewers who seem to appreciate the point of view that Lou Dobbs gets across. But, you know, if we want to have a civil debate about this issue, and I believe that we need to have a civil debate about this issue, we ought to set some ground rules. And one of the most important ground rules is separating immigration policy from immigrants. Immigration policy is just that, a public policy. It is there to serve the interests of the American people. We ought to be able to debate immigration policy openly, vigorously, like we do any other public policy issue. Immigrants are human beings. And all human beings deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. Even people who are here illegally must be treated with respect and dignity, even as we enforce laws against people who violate our laws. So we want a debate about immigration policy. We don't get into immigrants. Immigrants are good people by and large.
But you've heard the debates on television, on radio, and in the media. I mean, they get very heated. And groups like Roberto's and other organizations, other specifically Latino organizations, say that there's a lot of hate speech going around this debate. I mean, you know, the tenor of this conversation does get really hot.
You know, the only hate I'm noticing is the people who defend illegal immigration attacking the people who want our immigration laws enforced and saying that any criticism of our immigration policy, any criticism of illegal immigration is tantamount to an attack against immigrants or Latinos. And that's simply not true. Again, we are not focusing on any particular ethnic group here. We are focusing on whether the act of coming to the country illegally harms Americans. If you look at immigration from the perspective of immigrants, it's always wonderful. Nobody comes here unless it's their in their interest. And people like Roberta will say that's noble. And yet, if somebody in this country says, from their own standpoint, that this is harmful to my interests, somehow that becomes invalid and becomes an attack against the people who are breaking our laws.
Roberta, what do you have to say to Ira Melman about his defense of some of the language in the media?
Look to the people that have been talking about this for some time, and most recently, people like a gentleman named President Barack Obama, who last year said, and I'll quote, a certain segment was basically feeding a kind of xenophobia. There's a reason why hate crimes against Hispanic people doubled last year, Obama said. If you have people like Lou Dobbs and Rush Limbaugh ginning things up, it's not surprising that that would happen. And so this is actually about free speech, but not denying Lou Dobbs free speech. Nobody's proposing that or to CNN, but we're simply, as Latinos and as many other groups across the country, religious organizations, African Americans, there's going to be a massive and a growing outcry of demanding Lou Dobbs be dropped, basta.com, basta Lou Dobbs. It's our civil right and our moral duty to demand that CNN take Lou Dobbs off the air now, because people are being killed. This is very serious. Okay, I'm not here to debate immigration policy at this point. We can do that at some other time. But in terms of the media, when you have somebody who's fueling the debate so almost every single day, I mean, it's outrageous, and fueling it with lies, myths, and fueling it with the help of extremist groups that promote hatred, xenophobia, and extremism. We have to do something. That's why Latinos are saying, basta, yeah. And you will see in the coming months, and CNN and President John Klein will see a very major campaign to demand that he take Lou Dobbs off the air now.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with activist Roberta Lovato of the Basta Dobbs campaign, Ira Melman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, and Arizona State University journalism professor Rick Rodriguez. Okay, so Roberto, let's go to the professor here, the journalism to Professor Rodriguez. What can you tell us about the role of the media in this debate? How historically has it played out?
The media's role is to be a marketplace of ideas. I think the editors at CNN, you have to make decisions as to what is in the should be in the public arena. Is it ethical, for example, for Lou Dobbs to be the spokesperson or the chair of FAIR's Radiothon this week? If it was my newsroom and somebody said that I want to go and be the head of an advocacy group's radiothon, I would say no. And if they did it, they would be subject to disciplinary action. So there's a journalism ethical question there that I think that needs to be answered.
Yeah, and to be fair, Lou Dobbs was one of the featured presenters. I don't think
He was one of 47 radio show hosts to participate. He had no official capacity other than we provided a microphone for him.
But regardless of that question of Lou Dobbs, isn't it true that in other countries, though, you see the media divided into liberal media, conservative right-wing or left-wing or whatever? They're very specific about how they label themselves and are unapologetic about their points of view. They lay them right out there.
That's true. You could argue that that's happened essentially with broadcast networks, that some have actually taken a position. Fox News Network has taken a position to be right of center. MSNBC has taken a position to be left of center. CNN, which we're debating right now, is kind of over the map.
You know, CNN also, to be fair, is soon going to be running a series called Latino in America. So you have, on the one hand, you have a show promoting the history and personalities of Latinos. And then on the other hand, you have criticisms of big personality and anchor like Lou Dobbs. So it seems like there's a range of opinions, even on CNN.
See, I don't have an objection to that. The only thing that, from an ethical point of view, is it ethical for a journalist to be so identified with one point of view, and you still identify yourself as a journalist. You can identify yourself as a commentator, personal view, etc.
Well, Lou Dobbs is a commentator. He doesn't necessarily claim to be a journalist, more of an advocate.
Right. And by the way, he was there not representing CNN, but he was there as a talk show host. He has his own syndicated radio talk show in addition to his gig at CNN. But, you know, I'd like to comment on a couple of other things, because what I'm hearing here is almost a prescription for shutting down debate. That, you know, because there are a few hotheads out there, and you will find radical people on the fringes of any issue. As a matter of fact, you'll find radicals, hateful people on the other side of this issue as well. But we ought not to disqualify the viewpoint of millions upon millions of Americans simply because there are a few nuts out there. You know, we need to disregard what those radicals are saying and focus on what most people in this country really feel about this issue. You know, I believe that most Americans are decent folks who don't bear any strong animosity to people based on their race or ethnicity, but simply believe that the immigration policies of the United States aren't serving their interests, and they would like their government to serve their interests by enforcing our immigration laws.
And in the media, Roberto, can we have a civil debate about this issue? Have you seen that? Have you seen that anywhere?
Yes, definitely. We are organizing our online campaign through BustaDobbs.com precisely because we believe it's urgently necessary to have a civil debate about immigration and Latinos and other issues, something that you don't see on CNN's Lou Dobbs shows every night. All you see are exaggerations, lies, obsessiveness, and a platform for extremist groups. And we're tired of it. Latinos in particular are saying, basta, no more. There's a rapid increase in hate crimes against Latinos in the United States.
You think this is due to the media's messages?
The media has a direct role. We're human beings and we're rational and we use language. And when you have somebody using language, using false statistics, something has to be done. And that's why we are absolutely committed to demanding that CNN take Dobbs off the air, because they can go and have Latino in America. Are they going to put Lou Dobbs on Latino in America? I can guarantee you they won't. Are they going to translate Lou Dobbs into Espanol for broadcast in CNN in Espanol? No, they don't. Those aren't just journalistic questions. Those are business questions. And we're organizing in the top 25 Latino cities in order to make sure that CNN knows they can no longer continue this.
That was Arizona State University journalism professor Rick Rodriguez, Ira Melman from FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, and Roberto Lovato, a journalist leading a campaign criticizing CNN anchor Lou Dobbs.